left in me. Krishna was saying that somebody who is on the path of penance, or somebody who is on the path of jnana, or somebody who is on the path of karma yoga, like in according to Krishna, you know, somebody who is a yogi, means practitioner. According to Krishna, you know, he's saying that seems better, and this is why he's advising Arjuna to be a practitioner. So that if you can. And then in the next discussion, yoginam api sarvesam mat gatir ant atmanam. Sriddhavan bhajate yo mam sami yukt tamo mata. Also, there will be various practitioners, and among those practitioners, madgatein antarasvana. There is a way knowing about someone, and there is another way knowing, like, you know, like, which is not about, but like it's maybe empathy, you know, way of empathy. Krishna is saying, you know, there will be many, many practitioners, and among those practitioners, somebody who can empathy me, you know, who can know me directly. You know, and that is like very, very inner knowing, you know, it doesn't belong on any information. It's not like informative knowing. So saying mat gatin antaratmana, like somebody who can really, like whose heart can be me and know me that way. And secondly, empathy, like, also is a kind of like, you know, you blow balloon and also take out the air, you know, it's that kind of like empathy in the beginning will be that kind of like act, you know, like blowing a balloon and then taking out air. Means empathy and then not empathy. In the beginning, both will, you know, like somehow heart will be expanded to the heart of Krishna. And automatically, you know, air will blow out. You will find without that. So saying, somebody who can empathy with me, and also later, because, you know, this will happen, that empathy and then, you know, air will blow out. Like, you know, this is not a permanent state of that person. So that's why it's saying, Sraddhavan bhajate yo maam. Like, with this, like, you know, keep on doing this kind of empathy, that one day, you know, this, I don't have to blow out air, you know, like one day this heart will be kind of like stay as Krishna's heart. So then, now he's saying, you, like somebody who can, you know, who can keep on blowing the heart, you know, like to my heart, and this, like, the next thing will happen automatically, because, you know, just blow out and you will find your heart not same as Krishna's heart. So that's why he's saying, like, somebody who knows this and keeps on blowing, as long as this heart has not become, you know, it's not same as my heart without blowing and blowing out. So saying, like, same yukta mato yukta tamo mata, like most appropriate way, you know, this will be according to Krishna, you know, this will be the most appropriate way, like to come to realization, you know, empathying and then, like, naturally, you know, empathy will dissolve. And then again and again, and one day happens that, you know, like you blow air out, but balloon is still, you know, like same size, you know, it doesn't really go down, kind of, somehow. You know. Scientifically, I don't know how that happens. But so, like, according to Krishna, he's saying, like, you know, I will say that this is the most appropriate way, as I can see, you know, as he can feel, that will be the most appropriate way to come to him, to be him.
Is that the same as when he is, like, fixing one's mind, like heart, on him? Is that the same thing?
Yeah, that's, you know, like empathy, you know, actually.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Like,
that, you know, like, these qualities are needed for empathy. You know. And then the thing happens and
so the most appropriate way for us would be to empathy with your heart?
This is like what Krishna is saying?
No, but we are not with Krishna.
You know, I'm because Krishna is saying, so
okay.
I'm making.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I was just getting the feeling that empathizing again and again could be as a practice,
mm-hmm.
but that somehow it's not exactly like practice.
Mm. Because it's like more like connection.
Mm-hmm.
Like more like connection than
so. So that it's kind of a happening with one.
Yeah, you know, like it's not like completely happening as well, you know, like
right.
There is like some
yeah.
some intention, you know,
on one's own part.
Yeah. Mm. So it's not like completely happening. So there is intention, and then happening joins the intention. It's kind of like joining up intention and happening somehow.
I have a little bit of trouble understanding because of the word empathy.
Yeah. Yeah, and some other word.
I don't know. What I'd like to know is, you know, so, like, to me, empathy means, like, if somebody is suffering and I feel their pain, right, then I can. But,
I think that will be like sympathy.
Jaya, can you help?
Yeah. I mean, I think what you would probably most like is if you can say it again in other words.
Yeah. Instead of empathy, can you say another word?
Kids. Maybe many times we grow to say, like another example, we grow to feeling of a group, that somehow, and then also we draw. That many times, like with a group, like somehow group starts beating with one heart. So somehow, like, you know, that is possible. And then also we start, like, you know, separately. Separate beating also happens. So in similar way, like heart can like, you know, beat with the heart. No, when we spell, say, devotion, D-I, from D-I, or
D-E.
Like I was feeling maybe. falling in the ocean, and then like divine ocean, and of course like many times that will happen that you will come back, you will be out of the ocean, and then, someday maybe, like when you don't come out, so that's what like Krishna will say that, you have come to me when you are not out of this ocean. And for that he's saying like yuktatam, for him it's most appropriate like way.
He stresses very often in Gita that devotion is the best. I mean, often in many chapters.
I think it's just because, like, what we feel from devotion is really kind of like a probably human wise, there cannot be any better experience than that. And I think this is why he advised many times, because any other path cannot bring that मैं आसक्त मना पार्थ योगम युञ्जन आश्रया युञ्जन मत आश्रया असंशयम समग्रम माम यथा that somebody who get attached to me, you know, like in this path, and yogam yunjan mad ashraya. Knitting the way of practice it. relying on me, relying on Krishna. Asansayam samagram mam yatha gyasyas tat sum. How that person will know me fully without any doubt. So saying, I'm going to speak about that, you know, about like how this way will work, like how mind asakt mana, somebody who is like putting everything on me and knitting this net of practice, like and also like, you know, it really looks like path of dependence, you know, being dependent on. And in the second line he says, asansayam samagram maam. And certainly also achieves, you know, whole of me. Right? It's not that gets dependent on, you know, it's like becomes me, kind of like, you know, achieves all of me. And how is that possible? You know, he's saying, I'm going to speak about that now. Like, you know, how in this path which seems like really very, very dependent, you know, kind of like dependent upon, but probably, you know, what Krishna will say, that it's not true. It's not that that person becomes dependent on me. Yes. Somehow, how that happens, you know, he's saying, I'm going to speak about that.
Ajay,
mm-hmm.
What is Krishna?
Like this, actually, like, you know, Krishna comes like from Akarshyate iti Krishna, means you know, the kind of the love, we can say, which attracts, you know, we can say pixels, so that life can be like Krishna, you know, in Sanskrit it's like that, you know, Krishna means akarshyate iti Krishna, like something which has gravitation, through which things can be, you know, like the life can be. So that is actually Krishna. Maybe the kind of like a we just watch the life, there is like a very deep kind of love, you know, acting, like everything seems like without any kind of without any law and order, in order. There are things, you know, because of law and order, they are in order. But in life, you know, things are in order, but there is nobody to maintain this law and order. So whatever that is, like, you know, that is, there is something which really attracts, and that's why life is Krishna, or akarshyate, means can attract, so that law is there, and, you know, everything is in order, but without any law and order. So, you know, actually, that will be Krishna.
Would an analogy be like the force that holds the planets in place in the solar system?
Yes, like, you know, not only planets, you know, like everything.
Yeah, but like I'm visualizing things.
Yeah, like things, you know, like.
Yeah.
Kind of go around
and
perfectly kind of, you know, not as like a, you know. So something like somebody deeper kind of like.
Is it different from
Dhani?
Dhamma?
Dharma?
Yeah, it's also like dharma is also dharyate iti dharma, like something which can, like, where things can be held, you know, like same thing, you know, it's like here Krishna and akarshyate, and there things can be held, means, you know, kind of, like, you know, definition of dharma, like dharyate iti dharma, like where life can be like held, you know, because without any holder kind of thing.
On retreat, you were translating Krishna as the force that pulls inwards.
Mm-hmm.
So is that the same force?
Yeah, like also that, you know, that force, you know, pulls us inward as well. Right?
Also a manifestation of Vishnu.
Yeah, you know, this I only have heard, so
okay.
Yeah, I can say yes.
Okay.
But, you know, it's not my knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's like from the books.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And from the book.
But this about Krishna, that's your direct experience?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You know, that is like whatever books say, because like really, like in this quality of experiencing, you know, the forms cannot be experienced. Form. So I really don't have any direct experience of the forms. So like I can speak about them, you know, from the books, but not from my experience. Jnanam te aham savijnan idam vakshyam asesta yat gyatva ne bhuyo anjyatabhyam avshishyate. I will speak to you you know, there is a way, like, you know, speaking and speaking for motivation, you know, there is a use of language where we use language to motivate. And here Krishna is saying like very different thing. He's saying like, I will speak to you in such a way that motivation, you know, like somehow not motivation, you know, like when you will be motivated, you will feel that, you know, I'm being motivated from my inside. Not like, so saying like, I'm going to speak about this, but in such a way that you don't feel motivated by me, but as if a growth has happened in you and, you know, you want to be that way, kind of, like, in that way. And asesta, like, without leaving anything, kind of, like, without hiding anything, you know. Like, also not, I will not trick you, you know, kind of, like, without, you know, this, what I will speak, I will not trick you, you know. It's not like, you know, that it's not true, you know. Like, slowly, you will grow to that. And then, like that will feel like, you know, your way, you know, not influenced by me. So this is like the kind of like, I think the you know, probably training of a teacher, you know, like, you know, to speak in such a way so that motivation happens but without notice, probably. And that's why what Krishna is saying, I'm going to speak to you without hiding anything, you know, without tricking you, so that you will be motivated by you. And yat gyatva ne bhuyo anya gyatat avashishyate. And as soon as, like, you know, this growth reach you, you and growth, you know, will not be separate. Like, you will be as big as the growth. And there, like, as soon as really you feel that flow of life, then there is nothing more to be known, like nothing else to be known than the life, like my way, you know, like how I will speak, so that you really can be in touch with life. And as soon as you are in touch with life, nothing more needed to know, kind of like, you know, that like this law, whatever it, you know, you will be that, and, you know, like, everything will be kind of like probably not known also, because it's also like something, like known is like something separate. So kind of like inbuilt in you, kind of, you know, somehow, like that situation where La and you are not separate, and it's not like a knowledge, like, you know, it's like, you know, like you know, like as you say, like I said, kind of like, you know, I am not my knowledge, like I am. Okay. So similarly, like he's saying to Arjun that you will grow to that La, where La will not be knowledge, but you. And another thing he's saying, you know, nothing will be left, like, which to be known. मनुष्याणां सहस्त्रेषु कश्चित् यत् सिद्धये यत् तामपि सिद्धानां कश्चिन् मां वेत् तत्त्वता. सो सेइंग लाइक अमंग थाउजेंड्स ऑफ पीपल only few are realized, and among thousands of realized ones, you know, only few, you know, like what I'm talking, you know, this happens to only few. Tattvata, you know, like really without any idea, like kind of like when we speak about something, like there are ideas influencing the speech. And tattvata means where like you know you when you have to speak you reach the state. And you know, and from the state, you know, whatever comes, it's not like based on ideas of that state, but based on that state. So same that only few people can speak like without going in the ideas of like, ideas around, but from being.
That even realized beings don't get this. So then what do we do?
What do we do?
I mean, what's to happen to us if even realized beings can't get that? What's the issue?
Yeah, I think you know, we will reach there. Yeah.
Oh, despite what he says. Okay.
You know, he's just saying that, you know, it's like actually. Probably because like many of the realized ones, maybe they use still the idea.
Really?
Is it
possible?
Yeah, it's possible because it's like that's how like you choose one path. You know.
Really?
Like here, because like choosing one path means influence of idea.
In my experience, the path chose me. I had nothing to do with it.
So, you know, that is a different thing, but then you are not speaking about one thing, you know.
Okay, I mean, this is over my head.
Yeah.
Achyuti, in what way are these people realized?
What thing?
In what, why are they called realized people?
Yeah,
Because like, somehow they are realized, but maybe not to, like, you know, somehow this experience happened. But then from the experience, you know, they started, like, you know, ideas about that experience.
Uh-huh.
And not every time going in the experience and talking from the idea. This is what Krishna is saying.
Uh-huh.
Like many people, like, you know, experience happen once, and when they have to talk, they really touch the idea around the experience and not touch the experience every time.
Okay, according to my theoretical understanding, if you realize, that means that you don't use the mind anymore. That's why I'm confused.
Yeah. So this is what Krishna is thinking, different, because
yeah.
Like he's saying, like manushyanam sahasres kaschit. Yatat siddhay. You know. So many people try, and then only some of them are fulfilled, are realized. And many of realized ones, like only few, like every time go to experience and speak. Like that's what he means from like, means.
But this,
yeah.
No, because like it sounds to me like there's difference between you're saying the guru and sadguru.
Yeah, maybe.
Like realize, but then not knowing all the paths in that realization, only one's own path.
Yeah.
And this sadguru being someone who can, through that experience, somehow like all the other paths become clear, so can really. Speak to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, this is what's coming, but I don't know.
Yeah, I
you know, like one would be like realized, but not, let's say, this realization not made to, not that much into words, and other like the ability of being of help for many people, no matter which path, right? You can ask any from other path, and then That, yeah.
We were having a discussion last night, sort of, about in people, someone had gone to, I believe it was a Vipassana teacher, and he started having yogic experiences, and the Vipassana teacher couldn't cope, and had no frame of reference. But this is at our level, low level, you know, this is not real life. I used to think, for instance, that like Ramana Maharshi, sometimes his answers, it seemed so inappropriate to me. But I wasn't there, I'm reading it in a book. Is this the kind of thing you're talking? Okay, same as you're talking. Okay.
So, Jay, can I just ask, because it sounds like it's not clear to me from the way it's said. So, someone has an experience of realization, and then they speak, but they're sometimes speaking from ideas, not from the experience. But is that out of choice, or is that because there is no, they don't have the access to the experience?
No, like it's out of choice.
It's out of choice.
Because probably, you know, like to, you know, to, one has to be established in the experience. Like, you know, like if many people are maybe in hurry, so like as soon as experience has come, then
they start.
So then, you know, then like then some people can really be established, and then
so the choice is more kind of a rush, like not staying with, but kind of okay.
It's like more
like lacking patience.
Yeah.
But their awareness must be quite subtle, yeah? So it's not a gross impatience, yeah? Else it would be obvious to them, yeah?
Like
these half-realized, very whatever you call
maybe like a, you know...
like normal impatience was something beyond, yeah? Or anything that... obvious, no?
I'm not finding why people really speak. Mm-hmm. there should be something, you know. That's why they speak before. But like I was trying to find like what can be, but I haven't found anything to speak.
So when we're saying realize, do we mean full mononasha and no going back, or do we mean one experience and not established in it?
One experience and not established.
So that's not realized in my book.
No.
But if that's what he means, I can understand. So it's just a taste of
That's what he means. Manushya, manushyanam sahasres, kaschit yatat siddhai. Some people fall in, like, you know, this experience. And among many, many other people who, so only some vetti tattvata, like, really know the, essence. And vetti is, again, knowing from inside, you know. That's why it's like different word then.
So is this also related to like what he was saying, I think at the end of the previous chapter, that like penance and jnana practices could lead to this kind of
Could lead to
this type of realization, and then but like the yogi more kind of going in sensitive practices will lead to.
Yeah, but he said like very clearly that this is how I see.
Mm.
So kind of probably he said, you know, please don't consider this, you know, like if only when you feel also, only that time. Thank you.